Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a new leak claims to offer details on iPhone 16 battery capacities. According to this sketchy rumor, the iPhone 16, iPhone 16 Pro, and iPhone 16 Pro Max will all feature larger batteries than their iPhone 15 counterparts. The iPhone 16 Plus, however, will reportedly take a step back. According to the rumor, the iPhone 16 will feature a battery that is 6.3% larger than the iPhone 15, the iPhone 16 Pro's battery will get 2.5% bigger, and the iPhone 16 Pro Max's battery will get around 6% bigger. The iPhone 16 Plus, however, will see its battery size decrease by 8.6%. The leak comes from an anonymous account on social media, and the source doesn't yet have a rock-solid track record of accurate leaks. It's also important to remember that these capacity numbers don't paint a full picture of what to expect from real-world iPhone battery life. When battery capacity increases, there are two ways Apple can manage this change. Apple can focus on battery life improvements and opt for smaller performance gains, or it can do the inverse and keep battery life and efficiency roughly the same, while drastically increasing performance capabilities. Also worth keeping in mind, the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max are rumored to have slightly larger screens than their predecessors. This means that any increase in battery capacity would likely be offset by the extra power draw of the larger screens. The interesting twist here is that the iPhone 16 Plus will actually have a smaller battery than its predecessor. Apple has repeatedly touted iPhone 15 Plus battery life as one of the top features of that device, and it's possible that Apple believes it can eke out the same battery life in the iPhone 16 Plus, despite a smaller physical battery, due to other efficiency changes. In turn, this would theoretically make the iPhone 16 Plus even lighter than it is now, while still offering that 6.7-inch display. But again, for the time being, I would treat this rumor with some skepticism and wait to see if any further leaks from other sources corroborate the claims made here. Next up today, while Apple just launched the new M3 MacBook Air, Microsoft is apparently convinced that its upcoming family of ARM-powered laptops will offer even better performance. The Verge reports that Microsoft is confident that its new round of ARM-powered Windows laptops will beat the M3-powered MacBook Air in both CPU performance and in artificial intelligence-accelerated tasks. The story explains that Microsoft's upcoming laptops will be powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon X Elite processor. Even after years of failed promises from Qualcomm, Microsoft apparently has faith that this will be the year Qualcomm surpasses Apple Silicon. The new computers are set to be unveiled during an event on May 20th, and The Verge says that Microsoft's launch will include a number of demos showcasing performance compared to the M3 MacBook Air. The demos will offer comparisons for CPU tasks, AI accelerations, and even app emulation. Microsoft believes that its technology for translating apps made for Intel computers to ARM-based computers will outperform Apple's Rosetta technology for running Intel apps on Apple Silicon. Again, this launch event is set for May 20th, and it'll be interesting to see what compromises Microsoft and Qualcomm have made to achieve its goal of surpassing Apple Silicon. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Ulysses is the app that I use to write 9 to 5 Mac articles and my scripts for this very podcast, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment that lets you focus on your text and nothing else. You can edit your writing anytime and anywhere thanks to built-in iCloud syncing support to keep everything in check. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently from within the app to different blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, and excerpts, including support for WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone, for supporting 9 to 5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, Apple Vision Pro has a number of robust privacy protections in place, including limitations on how third-party developers can access the camera. A new report this week from The Information explores how Apple's fear of Vision Pro having a Google Glass-level privacy outcry have impacted third-party developers. As a refresher, Apple Vision Pro developers do not have access to the device's camera feeds. Instead, third-party apps can request access to something Apple calls surroundings data, a collection of data built on three-dimensional models that use a combination of camera and LiDAR data to map the area around you, without giving full, unfettered access to the raw camera feeds. According to former Apple employees cited in The Information story, Apple has put such a strong focus on Vision Pro privacy, in part to avoid Vision Pro becoming the next Google Glass. But the restrictions have impacted the ability for some developers to make Vision Pro apps. One AR/VR developer, cited by The Information, said that he would like to get access to the Vision Pro's camera to build a version of the VR fitness app HitMotion for Vision Pro. This is a popular game on the Meta Quest platform, but the developer says he is unable to bring it to Vision Pro because of the privacy restrictions on the camera. Another AR developer cited in the report says he builds apps for older adults and people with disabilities, but the restrictions on camera access have prevented him from shipping a Vision Pro app that would provide people with limited vision a description of their surroundings and act as a virtual cane that warns people when they're approaching obstacles. The story says that there is a text-based solution that Apple could implement on Vision Pro to give third-party apps a better understanding of objects and surroundings. This feature would provide developers with text descriptions rather than images and recordings of what the cameras on the device sees. Former Apple employees who worked on the Vision Pro said that this is what Apple wants to do in the future, but it's been considered a low priority relative to all the other software features Apple has planned for Vision Pro. Still, Apple put these privacy practices in Vision Pro in place for a reason. Perhaps there is a better balance that could be struck in the long run, but it makes sense that Apple has erred on the side of caution for the time being. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, head to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show. You can get all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.